Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. If you like the Northern Nerd Podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd. All right, everybody, welcome to the first ever Zoom after hours episode. How's everybody doing?
Visible. It's visible. It's good. Happy Friday. Happy Friday night. Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Good to see you guys.
Ooh, crisp.
I miss you very much.
Miss you guys too. Boy.
Oh.
Throwing everyone for a loop.
Goatee.
Yeah, it's allegedly goatee.
Yeah, it's repurposed. It's not vodka. It is just water.
It's great white lightning. That's moonshine in there.
Ooh.
I can't wait for your LaCroix reviews, Ian. Deep dive into all the flavors.
I know. LaCroix is a placeholder for me. I don't really enjoy it that much.
Me either. But I drink like a ton of it for some. It's
right.
A similar
thing. Right. I feel the same.
I'm like, why do I do this?
Right. It's a substitute for beer for me right now. I've been like, I think 10 days without having a beer. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Me too.
The podcast broke them
here early in the quarantine that I'm like trying to dry out a little bit.
I forgot you guys could see me.
Right. It turns out. So if you're going to take a crap, you know, make sure to at least turn the camera off.
Right.
You still want to hear it.
Why not?
I'm going to need more of this white lightning.
Yeah. Well, this is at least our Friday night routine.
Yeah.
It's more like in the basically. Vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys get takeout tonight? I got takeout from Angry Minnow, and I think I saw that Ashley said that, Ian, you guys went to Angry Minnow too?
Yep. Yeah, we got takeout from the Minnow.
James, what about you?
I think that was a big one. We made steak fajitas. They're a bomb. Apparently, we got after it.
Nice. Yum. Yeah, we were just kind of itching to get down to the Minnow. It was pretty weird. We went in there to pick up food, and it was, 7 o'clock on a Friday evening, and there was like two other people like in the space. It was just completely dead. You know, I mean, they were busy. They had been bringing stuff out, but you know, to just be in there at that time with nobody else really in the building, it's just a very weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty eerie. But
the food was great. Actually, yeah. Probably some of the best, they'd always do a good job with takeout, but the particular, I had the spicy baked whitefish.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, I don't know what the word would be for it being plated in a box. It was boxed.
It was boxed well?
Very well.
It's good.
Delicious.
That's important. That's the bomb. That's definitely the go-to.
I watched...
It's good to have them back rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the extreme Goofy movie while I was eating supper tonight, so... That's how my quarantine's going.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen that movie, Dalton?
This is actually, I think, like only time number 3. It's been like, I want to say like 13 years. I like the first one, the original
one. Is that the one where Max goes to college?
Yeah, and he's like a skateboarder.
With Pauly Shore in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the guy that, like, he's obviously like a stoner and he like cheese whiz all the time.
Right. Yeah. And it's just Pauly Shore. I mean,
like, all right, man.
Yeah. Right.
I think I've seen that movie like 15 times actually. So
okay.
I'm not a big Disney guy. So
yeah.
I love the part at the like slam poetry.
Oh like, yeah. When they start snapping the fingers. Yeah. Like
they're super underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's true. And it's sentimental. Like you feel like it plucks at your heartstrings for Goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The is it the first one that they're on the road trip and like yeah. he just wants to do his own thing? Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Powerline, man. That concert series though.
At least his dad just cares about him so much and he wants nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, shit.
We're just gonna deep dive into the dynamics of their relationship. That's it. On this podcast.
The whole yep. podcast digging into the goofy movies.
Unexpected turn, but we went there.
This is what the people come for.
Right.
I think we have segments and stuff though, so we haven't seen each other, so we just gotta bear with us. We just gotta catch up
real quick. Should we do like a check-in? Everyone give a little rundown how things are going. Should we just do like a quick check-in? Everyone just do a little check down, see how you're doing, any happenings from your world?
So teaching's been a little bit different this year. So they said the first year teaching was gonna be interesting, but I didn't think it was gonna be this interesting.
Pandemic!
Boom! Take that. So that's been
spring break forever, man.
Right. So that's been a little bit interesting. Taking everything and adapting it to fit the students' needs the best that we can. But I miss my students a lot. So it's we're still able to do some stuff like call every week and check in and see how they're doing. But just kind of getting used to that. And yeah, other than that, just staying busy watching Disney movies.
Oh no.
Well, now everyone knows just how easy your job is, right, Dalton?
Right. Yes, the truth has come out. Mm-hmm.
Now we see the cushy lives that the teachers lead.
Very, very much so.
It can be easy, like on especially like younger students, like the whole staying focused while being home and trying to do the whole online thing. Like I can't imagine attention spans.
Right.
They're not actually like, I just think they have too much like going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're distracted. And
at that age too, it's such a time to be social. Like kids are, I mean, we're social, but like kids are even more social beings. They need to play with friends and they need to interact with each other and then to just not have that. But also like, if you don't do your homework, I can't like say like, oh, you're not watching this television show. Like parents,
yeah.
I feel like they can hold over like, oh, we'll do these chores first. That's your gym class today. And everybody's making the most of it the best way that they can. So
the moral of the story is like the kids coming up aren't going to be, they're just going to be like a downfall and they're just not going to learn a lot.
they're not forever like written off. We'll catch them up.
Either that, or they're gonna be better off. I bet there's some kid out there, some like, you know, some elementary school kid somewhere in America, like went to bed one night and was just like, "Gosh, I wish I didn't have to. I wish school was just canceled for the rest of the year." And then boom, they woke up, and now he's probably like, and it's a boy for sure. It's not a girl, obviously in this situation. But and now it's sort of like the unintended wish granted kind of situation where now they're like, I miss my friend. This would make for like some movies could get made about this. Some like, you know, after school special movie is going to be made about the kid who like wished the school to be closed and now wants to go back.
It reminds me of like,
man, Home that Alone. Movie's going to suck.
Cause remember when Kevin McAllister
it's
says,
real. It's
I
real.
Wish, I wish you would all just go.
Hey,
I wish I had no family.
What, we got to cast this movie.
Yeah.
Who's in this movie?
I don't know any child actors anymore. Like,
they could be potential child actors.
Yeah.
I think like Kevin James is in it somehow. Maybe Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like that in that universe.
Like the Happy group. Madison school.
Yeah, and they're like crazy click, teachers.
Except for kids.
Sure.
Right.
Super depressing.
Well, half the kids die.
Click is low-key the most depressing movie of all time.
Right. Yeah, you watch it, you're like, ha, this should be funny. And then you're like, oh, God.
It catches you so off guard.
Yeah.
Super sad.
Yeah, I still haven't recovered.
I don't think I ever will.
We can tell.
I started, that's when I started doing therapy after that movie, actually. Cost me a lot of money.
Thanks, Adam.
That rental.
All right, how's everybody else doing?
I'm good, man. I'm happy to be very busy at work. So, people are buying a lot of alcohol. Go figure, right now. But it's kind of a weird situation because certain places are either really optimistic or they're well, we're doing a lot of off sale.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the actual bars, the stores are just you can't stock enough right now, but a lot of the bars are trying to order stuff but it's no one really knows. So there's a lot of just kind of guesswork in it.
Mm-hmm. So much uncertainty.
But yeah, I just bought a golf membership today for the first time for Hayward. So I'm going to try to focus on that, get outside a lot. And I don't know, I'm doing pretty good considering how everything's going. Mm-hmm. I miss seeing you guys in person.
Right.
Obviously everyone misses interactions, but
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We live in a new world. We're just, it won't be weird a year from now. We'll be used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess right. Like
so it's just going to be a new reality.
And hopefully, yeah, more grateful for those interactions and that time that we get to actually hang out.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Ian? You've been biking like crazy?
I have been, on Instagram? Yeah. That's been... I really enjoy biking, and then I've seen that the 30 days of biking challenge, which is something that's gone around. I should look into the history of it. I forget it exactly how it all started, but I've seen it posted for about 10 years or something like that, and I always thought it was kind of a cool idea, and I was like, I'll do that someday. And then the last couple of years when I've been biking more, I just kind of missed the start of it. And so this year I had just already been biking because usually my thing is I don't have enough time for that, too busy working and whatnot. And so when, everything changed up, I had a little bit more windows of time available anyway. And so I just started getting out biking, and then I kind of hit in stride with that. And it just was a really good way to, it was a fun thing to do, to bike every day, just as a physical thing to get out in outside and just, kind of experience the elements. April was kind of all over the board. I think it was like a pretty classic Wisconsin April. We had snow, we had 70s, I think we had some warm weather, some beautiful days, and then some cold, sleety, rainy, garbage days too. I mean, it was just kind of all over the map. So it was definitely went through a lot of different gear to do that, but it was a very good thing for me, as far as certainly good for physical health, but mental health too, just kind of something to keep me grounded of if you read a little too much of either social media or the news or something like that, you start to get that panic or anxiety build up. And I just as soon as you get outside, it all kind of goes away. So that was really good. And we've been fortunate down at our shop to we're still doing curbside pickup and takeout at the Whistle Punk, and we've seen just a really strong support from people coming down to to continue doing that, and that'll keep the business going. So my job's been stable, and Ashley's been working from home, and so we're very fortunate. I know a lot of people are going through some real hardships, but we've been real lucky to kind of just be able to have a little bit more time to focus on on our lives and stuff like that. So it's been good. I mean, you know, relatively speaking, like we've been able to squeeze goodness out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just able to make the most of the situation at hand. And, I love seeing like, your updates on your biking adventures and stuff like that. Ian, just see like the terrain that you cross, like even on rainy days, I'm like, Ian still got out there. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's been cool.
It was definitely like every day I would check in and be like, I like look forward to seeing like your stories and endeavors, like the beaver and the and high quality pictures and stories. Yeah. You could definitely, you might have a future as an Instagram influencer. You can,
ooh, all right.
You're modeling and stuff. So
yeah, it was fun to do. And I think probably the biggest takeaway I got from that is I've been a person who historically always just like half finishes or the quarter finishes like any task ever, especially anything that requires like some time and patience. I mean, certain things I can keep on, but a lot of stuff I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I just get distracted or focus on something else. So even on some of the days where I think one or two days I just rode literally for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but it was still something. And it was kind of a reminder that like, you know, especially in times like this where it's hard to maybe see long-term, some days you can only take one step, like you can only do one little thing. And really even when things kind of, like you said, return to whatever kind of new normal it's going to be, that still kind of applies, even though you might be able to see further down the road, you can really only do, you know, a little bit at a time. And if it's not a day that you're feeling super kind of plugged in or energetic, just a tiny bit of progress is better than none. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a good reminder for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we made our way through our crew, do you guys want to do some of our segments? We can get back.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's give the people what they want.
Yeah. So I think the first thing that everybody's curious about is
what you watching.
Who wants to lead off on the what you
watching?
Hey, hit it. Nailed it.
I could go first. Yeah. Since like ironically since the time of the great watching happenings, I feel like people are probably watching more now than ever. Right. I haven't been watching as much stuff. I don't know, which has been all good. I got caught up to what I could see of Better Call Saul. So I know there's a new season going on right now, but I haven't seen any of that. But wrapping up the stuff on that, Better Call Saul is just, that's a great show. I really like that. Writing is super good. And then last night, I actually finally bit the bullet and got a HBO subscription so that way I could watch Westworld. So I started watching that last night and, that's a great show. It's super interesting. Ooh, to me.
Good luck.
And yeah, are you into it?
I was. It just went over my head. Yeah, it lost me. But
yeah, I've talked to several people who said that kind of the same thing, and I guess I'm still along for the ride. I'm kind of just interested in it.
I was super in, and then I just was like, I was so confused. It made me question a lot of things.
I know. It's sometimes I just go along for it and you're like, I feel like I'll catch up here shortly. And it seems to be just enough to kind of keep me going. But I'm definitely never ahead of the storyline, I don't think.
No, you're definitely the type of person that can see it through. Like if you can do Mr. Robot, you can do Westworld. Yeah, but that show just makes your head spin.
Right. Like,
same.
That. So that's what I got.
Yeah, if you're into that, it's done. It's just confusing.
All right. What about you, James?
So I finished Ozark season 3.
Oh, it's just
that show like is just
everyone's,
it's like
everyone's lips.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's like Breaking Bad, but like on fast forward. It's just Jason Bateman just solving problems at a crazy rate. Like it's got like cartel, FBI, like There's like local drug dealers. It's just a complete circus of whirlwind of a show. But he just like manages it all, and it's super fun to watch. So I would definitely recommend that if you never watched it. I watched, and obviously the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary.
Yeah.
Definitely the best thing I've, it's like sports, even though it's from the 90s, and I've already familiar with a lot of it. A lot of the stuff that comes out, it's so candid. Like I like that it doesn't paint Michael Jordan as a perfect person.
Right.
But basically a perfect, like, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Like, he's so dedicated. Like, there's a reason he's the GOAT. Like, the guy just is a savage and doesn't, he has one speed.
Yeah.
And it's all out.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I would wait. Mm-hmm. It's very binge-worthy, so I would wait as long as you can, and just, it'll be like one day of your life.
I've really enjoyed the 90s hip-hop that they've blended with his highlights. It's just like, I want to run through a brick wall, or like just go outside and like challenge somebody to a game of basketball. I don't know. It just got that feeling about it.
It's great. It's so well done.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch? I'm watching Dave, which is an FX show. It's the rapper Lil Dicky. Kevin Hart's executive producer. It's really well done. It's funny. It's kind of reminds me of Atlanta a little bit, because it's kind of weird, but it's kind of like an Entourage show, where it's like they are themselves. There's a lot of celebrity cameos. It's about the like music industry, and it's just a good watch, funny and kind of surreal at points and random.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL draft, I got a lot out of that. Like, that was like the highlight of my month.
The peak of April. Yes.
Yeah. I treated it like it was like, I was like texting all my friends that are like football nuts, and like treated it like it was like the Super Bowl, because it was a live thing that was sports. So went all in on that.
What did you think?
And it was fun. Go ahead.
What did you think of Roger Goodell progressing throughout the draft with this? He was so sunken into that chair that he had by the end of it. It was pretty comical to watch.
He was exhausted. I think he threw out his back or something, and like took a muscle relaxer halfway through, because he kept like getting into more leisurely clothes. Like, he had a suit on, and then he had like a polo, and then it was like a t-shirt, and then he was just like in straight up pajamas, and he couldn't move.
Just as long as he wasn't naked by the end of it.
Velvet jumpsuit at the end.
He got real weird. Like, yeah, he like got injured doing a virtual dive. He was struggling. I mean, he did have to stand up every 10 minutes for 4 hours straight, I guess. I mean,
was he the one pushing for an 18 game season though?
Yeah, and he couldn't do a 18 minute TV segment. It was good.
Just saying, Roger.
I thought the draft was going to go horrible, and actually, I think they did a really good job. It was fun to see the coaches with their kids and stuff, and it was fun to see Packer fans melt down. That was fun to watch. All the reactions.
Not even going to get into it right now. Nope.
Oh yeah. Packer fans are salty, man. You can't criticize Rodgers or touch. We might get into that later on Hot Takes, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to need to change this water then to something a little bit else. It was an interesting draft. Yeah, we'll touch on that later. I guess what I've been watching lately, as you guys know, extremely goofy movie. But besides that, also The Last Dance. And then, don't hate me for this, but I just finished Gilmore Girls. After 4 years of watching the show, finally finished the 7th season of it.
How do you feel about that?
Like a national champion. Put in 4 years for this, And, you know, it wasn't that bad of an ending. So
you have like a bachelor's degree in Gilmore Girls.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was a, yeah, slow culmination of watching that show.
I know I've seen a couple of episodes along the way, but I just never had, I don't think I could really tell you much about it.
Yeah.
A lot of witty banter though.
Yeah.
A lot of that. I think it's like a show for English majors.
That's why I kind of got into it. And like a part of me really enjoyed that. And then my sister, like we started watching it together. So I was like, all right, I got to finish this. Cause well, she read all of the Harry Potter books and then she read all, or she watched all the movies too. So I was like, all right, Allie, I got to finish this for you. Made a commitment. So 4 years, did my part.
You paid your debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I paid my debt. Is it a prequel to Golden Girls? Is it like when they're young and like just,
you know, I'd like to think so.
It's like the whole like Marvel universe where it's like,
oh gosh, yeah.
There's like 10 interpretations of Golden Girls.
Oh man.
Golden Girls is fire, by the way. Betty White, RIP. No, she's still alive. But.
I was going to say, don't mess around with that.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's protecting Betty White at all times right now.
She's going to live forever. But yeah.
Yeah, that was me knocking on wood over here.
That's all of us, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we're watching. I know we normally do fake ads, but right now I just want to do a call to action to support those small businesses in your area. So go out and make sure you're supporting them using safety precautions that they've given you, the guidelines. And yeah, that's huge right now, is to support local businesses. And yeah, that's what I'm going to say for the fake ads today.
I actually did have one. I think it might be somewhat relevant.
Okay, go for it.
The Northern Nerd Podcast, brought to you by Prepper Joe's. Who's laughing now? Because I figure Prepper Joe's I bet he's cleaning up right now.
I didn't expect that ad. That's good. He was ahead of the curve. Sometimes you can be so behind the curve that you're ahead of the curve.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys had this just pop up on your screen, but we only have 10 minutes, like less than 10 minutes left of this before we're timed out.
All right. Well, let's make it count then.
Keep them segments rolling.
All right. Well, anybody have any hot takes they're dying to get off their chest?
Feeling hot. Peeling hot
takes.
Oh boy. I got one. It's mild take. It's not super hot take.
So it's like my take because I don't have any hot takes ever. But
it's the whole TikTok revolution kind of thing. If you guys are familiar, it's like the app where you copy other people's dance moves, basically. That's all I see. It's like,
yeah,
there's like one original one and then 100 people doing the same thing set to random music. I like the idea of like a platform where people can be creative and like, I don't know, just kind of expose themselves and like have fun, but it just seems like there's not a lot of originality coming from it. It's just kind of hopping on trends. And I think a lot of the videos, it's just always this challenge, like the whole challenge culture, I guess. It's like, do this dance challenge, do like, I think it just leads to people like following the same kind of norms and like just doing what they think is going to make them relevant and not actually being like what they truly like want to do. It just seems like a lot of bullshit, to be honest. But yeah, TikTok, I don't want to be the old man like yelling, like, get off my lawn, because that's the new trend. And I get it if you're younger, but it just doesn't seem like a very, like, I don't know, honest, like, portrayal of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
TikTok can suck it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't want to see your videos.
I think that's super fair. I usually am not good. Yeah. We can make our own TikTok out of this podcast.
Yeah. That's
just basically throw a filter on it and some EDM in the background.
Throw
and
we're good. It's like, it's basically white kids and gangster rap, and they're like,
right, and just doing it really bad. I think it's like an insult to, like, potentially good music.
Right.
I thought a lot about hot takes, and then I clearly am too, like, sensitive of a person, because I'd be like, ooh, this would be a good one. I'm like, oh, that's mean. And then I was like, no, I actually don't agree with my own opinion on that. But I did come up with one that's beer related that I think is a legit hot take. Within the beer community, however slight. And I'll just cut to the chase. Milkshake IPAs can suck it. If you're unfamiliar with a milkshake IPA, it's, you take a nice hoppy IPA, which I enjoy, and then add lactose, sugar, all sorts of other crazy business, and turn it into something that tastes like a sort of fruit smoothie. And I don't necessarily hate the flavor of some of the ones I've had, but overall it just seems like a brewery just doing all sorts of weird crap at the sake of just doing something weird. It just seems like just stop it. Make something that's, like, good and on its own. Not to diss originality. I don't need to explain my hot take any further to you. Suck it. Milkshake.
Got you.
Yeah. It's a lot of trickery, and, like, it's like the birthday clown of beers. Like, just doing all these, like, theatrics. It's like,
yeah, look at me. Knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Dalton, do you have one?
Do I ever really have one?
Long sleeve shirts.
They gotta go. It's freaking May. I don't know. I guess something that I've seen, just a lot of people, like, check your sources on stuff. A lot of people are just sharing a lot of stuff that's got, just, like, if you take the time to actually read where it's coming from, it's like, well, that's just a clickbait headline. Why would you share that? So that's something I've noticed just an uptick in lately. So, and stop getting into arguments with people online and stuff like that. Like, now's not the time to be divisive. I think now's the time to come together. We're now more than ever. So just knock that crap off. That's my hot take.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's true. People just need to quit being trolls and quit just sharing stupid crap. It's, yeah.
Amen. I'll drink Joe T to that, or water, something that.
Yeah. There's a lot of keyboard bullies out there.
Right. Which is sort of up to you, or up to us, to not digest it, you know? So, whatever, screw it.
Yeah.
What else? We got to try and do a quick listening. What are you listening to?
Sure.
You
know? We got 3 minutes.
Okay. So
we
can do this.
Condense.
All right. I'm listening to, I'll just start it off, I guess, to get us going.
Do it.
I'm listening to a band called Muscadine Bloodline, and they're like a country band. And they said their main focus, they said this in an interview with somebody that I really liked. They said, that their main focus is moving hearts, not asses. So they're not like the country boy party music kind of stuff. And I really appreciate that, because they just said, like, you know, that's not our goal. I've also been listening to My Morning Jacket. That was a recommendation by James Predigliaco, and I've really enjoyed their cover of Rocket Man. So that's what I'm listening to. Who wants next?
I can go. I moving hearts, not asses. That's what we're naming this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the like show's title.
That's either the coolest or the corniest thing I've ever heard. I don't know. I'm undecided yet.
All right.
I would check out Coda the Friend. It's kind of like a Chance the Rapper-ish, like independent, mellow, like Sunday morning, like smooth hip hop, good lyricism. Mount Joy. They kind of sound like the Head and the Heart. They have some, they kind of have like a real, like, I don't know, just mellow, laid back, good alternative rock vibe. St. John is kind of like a Kid Cudi, kind of like 2 a.m. wind down music, kind of trippy, like good atmospheric music.
Okay. And, James, I hate to cut you off. We have 30 seconds left, I think.
All right. And St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Check them out.
And I'm saying 90s, 2000s throwback stuff. I'm listening to some Counting Crows and Mike Doty. Maybe Dave Matthews.
I love it. All right. This was fun. It was good catching up with you guys. We'll have to do this again very soon.
Yeah.
Never talk to me again.
I'm sorry. It's not me controlling the time, James.
We should go. Next podcast can be 3 hours.
Yeah. To make up for this last
insult
time.
Of a. I wish you all well.
Put together a puzzle together, like be a podcast.
All right.
That'd be great entertainment.
Take care, guys.
Look, cheers.
Cheers. Right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Be good.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.